Michael Winslow, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for giving us a buzz as you get ready to come to town to stand against cancer Friday night, May the 14th at Firefly Distillery. And how are you doing nowadays? How's it going?
It's coming along. I'm doing good. I can't wait to get up there. I haven't been up there in so long. I'm looking forward to seeing you all.
You know, I know you'll never remember this, but I actually had you on my show when you were in Charleston back in 1994.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, you and I guess, have been doing this for a while. What have you been up to nowadays? And I know that you've been working with some cancer foundations over the years and doing something. So it's so great to have you come to town to do Stand Against Cancer on Friday night. I myself am a two-decade cancer survivor, and it's great to have you come to town to do this.
Wonderful. Well, then I'm honored to be there and to be able to do this for you. And hey, man, practice your noises because we're going to have some fun.
The man of 10,000 noises, I'm sure that you, wherever you go, I mean, do you have people like literally walk up to you in the street? I mean, maybe not so much during the pandemic, but walking up, you know, in a restaurant on the street or whatever. Hey, do this, do that. Can you do this? Or
Well, things have gone full circle now. They're coming to me and they're offering me noises now, which is so weird. People are actually making their own. They're actually saying, hey, man, judge this for me. How am I doing? Wow. Okay. Very good. Very good. Can I have that tissue, please? But yeah, it's good. This is good.
I mean, that is kind of full circle. I mean, and yeah, you know, you don't want, we can't get too close during the pandemic. I mean, has it been tough as a comedian, as somebody that during a time that's been so serious to get people to laugh? I guess it's therapeutic as much as it is anything.
Oh, it is therapeutic. Like you're saying, my job is to help everyone forget about the rent for an hour. So that's exactly what we do, and hopefully folks have a great time on Friday.
Yeah, you know, can you imagine from where you started to where your life has gone, how it worked out this way? I mean, I first became familiar with you from the Cheech and Chong movies. Next movie in Nice Dreams, and then of course everybody knows you from the Police Academy movies. But could you, if someone had told the young you this, I mean,
everybody makes noises, man. And yes, thanks for reminding me.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, far out, man. Oh, it's still there. It's still there. I mean, and they're back together now.
Yeah, but this is something that you've been doing since you were a kid, isn't it?
Oh God, yes, always. Well, I didn't have a lot of friends, so you end up making up your own and creating a sonic landscape, which is exactly what I do. And hopefully, I can teach people how to make their own noises, so we can have some fun. So that when I get in trouble, somebody else will get in trouble. So remember, if you're going to make noises in public, if you're going to do this, if you get in trouble, my name is Chris Tucker.
So let me ask you though. I mean, do you when you go out?
What you want, man?
When you go out and about, I mean, whether you're in a restaurant or an amusement park or the grocery store or whatever, are you constantly? Is your brain working in that way that you're hearing noises and you kind of assess the situation that it goes through that filter in your brain?
Yeah, it goes through the filter because you know. Well, let me give you an example. I can go in the supermarket, and I can go to the eggs and milk department, and I can go, and the lady with the shopping cart, the old lady will turn around and look at me like, okay, where is it?
Do you have fun messing with people?
I cannot. I'm not allowed. I cannot go on an aircraft today, and I cannot go. And you know you'll go to jail for that. You know they'll put you in. So nowadays there's new parameters for me to look at this stuff.
Are there noises that you've tried to do that you haven't been able to perfect?
Well, thanks to technology, which has finally caught up to me, we don't really have that problem. Because if I can't do it immediately, give me about a half an hour. Thank goodness for programs like GarageBand and looping stations and boss pedals. You musicians know what I'm talking about.
But it's true. Technology caught up to Michael Winslow. It's not the other way around.
Well, that's good. That's good, though, because now I can use it.
Well, and let me ask you also, are there noises that you have tried to master, or maybe I should say, are there noises that you have been surprised at hearing, and that your ability to do it, it just came naturally as opposed to others that you've had to work on.
Exactly. A Stevie Wonder harmonica is not the same as a Wookiee.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go, but you can have Richard Pryor and a Wookiee in a movie.
Oh, yep, you know, you're crazy, man. You're going to get us all killed. You crazy. What's a Wookiee anyway?
So there's multiple conversations oftentimes going on in your head, isn't there?
Oh, of course there is. Of course there is. I mean, like I said, I'm in the supermarket, and I'm in one of those shopping carts. So, of course, I'll take my cart and I'll go, oh. And people next to me going, your cart's making noises, sir. And they go, that's right, you big dummy. Next time, don't be stupid. You're red button. So I'll do what I want.
Do you like to mess around with people sometimes in public, or does that come with a double-edged sword if you do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore. I used to do this all the time. Yeah. Like, for instance, you know you can't do it. And to all those kids out there, I tell them, you know, go ahead and make noises, but not in school, please. Please remember, they keep blaming me. The sound of the talking squirrel in the teacher's desk is not funny. Even if the squirrel has a relevant science question, you can't do it.
And you've lended your voice to so many animated things as well. And, you know, just thinking back about all the things that you've done, you've been able to make a career out of it. Did it just start as a lark and then you saw your way in and now all of a sudden it's become what you've been most known for? I mean, was there a master plan or just all happened by chance?
Master plan? Well, my master plan was I saw Mel Blanc one day.
Ah.
When I saw Mel Blanc and I saw this one guy, just imagine what one guy or one girl, one guy or one man, one woman, one kid can do. All that stuff. Imagine what one kid can do. Mm-hmm. Mel Blanc. I mean, how many voices did this guy do?
Yeah.
I mean, let's see. He's Bugs Bunny. He was Daffy Duck. He was Sylvester. He was the Chicken Hawk. He was Foghorn Leghorn. He was Yosemite Sam. He was Bugs Bunny. He was and he was Daffy Duck. You see all these different characters from one guy with a sixth sense of humor. So remember. There's ways to do all this. You can make noises. You can do voices, and they can be very, very well received. Just don't do it in front of animals. And the thought of a rabbit from New York. Are you kidding me? A rabbit with a Brooklyn accent? Okay, that's sick.
I mean, Mel Blanc is the legend. And, you know, I often compare you, and I hope you take this as a favorable comparison, that when talking with you or seeing you on shows and stuff, that there's a sort of manic energy, improvisational aspect to you that's very reminiscent of when Robin Williams would appear on a show that you never quite knew what was going to happen next.
Well, that's true. He and I had the same improv teacher, except I wouldn't audit Robin's class. And I went and sat there and watched one time. He ended up arguing with our improv teacher, Harvey Lindbeck. He would argue with him in four different dialects. And I'm sitting there, and the guy's going, sit down, youngster! Why should I sit down with Jerry's over there?
Oh, leave him alone.
So he's in there arguing with, he's arguing with Harvey as four different people. I'm going, oh, man, I ain't following this dude. No way in heck I'm going to follow this guy. He's crazy.
Well, I think this gives us a little bit of an idea of what you're going to be hearing on Friday night at Firefly Distillery from 6 until 8 o'clock. Stand Against Cancer. Michael Winslow is the headliner. And it's just it's really great to hear from you and to talk with you and just absolutely. To be entertained so much over the decades by the unique thanks. Qualities you have, man.
Well, man, everybody makes noises, and you do, too. I know you haven't made a single noise since we started this.
Well, see, that's just it. I don't have the vocal dexterity that you do. I mean, some people are just made for that, and others are not.
Oh, vocal dexterity? I was discussing vocal dexterity. Oh, yes. Yeah, man, let's talk about vocal dexterity, man.
Hey, man, I don't even know what a dexterity is, man.
You gentlemen are so American.
I'm trying to keep it together. And Mike, wait, remind everybody also where they can catch you nowadays, what you're up to nowadays. I know you got a podcast and some other things going on.
Well, I ask everyone to please just check with me on all my social channels. You know, it's Michael_Winslow on Instagram, and it's Noisy Man on Twitter, Noisy_Man. And on now that I'm learning gaming noises, I'm gonna mess with the Twitch people next. So, hey, on Twitch, it's Michael Winslow TV. I'm gonna just mess with everybody a little bit, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun and forget about our problems for a few minutes.
No doubt about it. And cancer can be a serious thing, but I can tell you that when my wife was going through it, and myself, we had that gallows humor that helped us get through it, and that kind of laughing is the best medicine.
Hey man, time flies. We're having none.
You're right about Michael. It's great to talk to you again after 27 years, and I look forward to seeing you in town on Friday night.
It's been that long. I'm so sorry. I need to get out there and see you more often. And I love Charleston, so I'll see you all soon.
Well, I think Charleston's going to love having you out here. Stand against cancer on Friday night, Michael Winslow. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, and keep on making us smile. I'm going to have permigrant after this conversation.
Well, we are, and next time I see you, I want to teach you some noise. We're going to have some noises come out of you. Next time, we're going to work on this.
Thanks for the warning, buddy. I appreciate it.
I promise everybody, all y'all listening, I promise we'll find a way so that we get him to make some noises, some Todd noises.
Hey, Michael, it's great to talk to you, buddy. Thank you so much. And you can say goodbye in your own Michael Winslow way.
Thank you for tuning in. Please press the hash key to watch or come to Firefly Distillery. My name is Sneary. Your hood app, yo.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I got some noises for you, I promise.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and I hope you break a leg on Friday night, and thank you again.
Man, I hope you can come see me, but if not, don't you worry, everybody. We'll get him making some noises next time.
Okay. Michael, you take care, buddy. Safe travels. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds, get out of here.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.